is DJ Orange.
And this is DJ Sierra. And this is the Newgrounds Radio Podcast, letting you hear the best Newgrounds has to offer, as well as some artists you may not have heard of.
Our website is newgroundsradio.com.
And from there, you can find a link to the forum for the latest news and upcoming events.
You can subscribe in iTunes or any other programs you use to listen to podcasts.
And you can send us an email at newgroundsradio@gmail.com.
Let's start the show. Hi, this is DJ Orange.
And this is DJ Sierra.
And welcome to, I always forget the episode, episode 35 of Newgrounds Radio.
Yes.
We're recording this on, what, February 23rd?
February 23rd, on a Monday, again.
Yeah, sorry, we're behind. Weekends, yeah, because, it's lovely.
Yeah, my fault, actually. Couldn't get to a computer at the time, Saturday, so it's all my fault.
Yeah, just blame it all on him. I do. So.
Yeah, Monday's my day, as usual. It's always my day. All right, so who we are, you already know who we are, if you're listening to us. The show is we give some publicity to the lesser-known artists or such.
Just basically, yeah, we give publicity to lesser-known artists or better-known artists. Just get their music played here, I guess.
Right.
Where you can find our podcast is our website, which is newgroundsradio.com, on iTunes, which is all you got to do is click a button on the website, and a lot of other feed programs if you know how to do that tech stuff. I know how to, but I know the average person doesn't.
Right. Send us an email or something at newgroundsradio@gmail.com.
All right. Updates. Tank Awards still haven't come, unfortunately. I'm still rooting for There She Is, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's a tank you saw.
How did it make front page?
Because Tom Fulp made it.
Did he really?
He was in it, dude.
He was in it, yes, but did he actually make it?
I'm assuming he made it if he was in it, I guess.
No, it's Madukai Vincent.
I guess he worked with them, because obviously to film Tom Fulp, you kind of got to...
Yeah.
Let's see. Few things. I'm clicking through right now. I actually just watched Sonic Shorts Volume 5. They've actually had, obviously, 4 of these, and they're fairly funny. It's basically like a Sonic collab, like the main one out there. I'm going to harp Sonic all I can, so...
Right.
More basis on comedy than anything. Left for Lol. That was pretty funny. That's on the front page, right? It was pretty funny. It's just...
I still think Left for Speed is awesome.
Yes, it was. It was pretty funny.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, kiddies won't want to hear this, but Prostitute Mickey was hilarious.
I couldn't get all the way through it. I just felt way too awkward.
It was hilarious to me. It was... It was just so wrong, you couldn't... And me and my friends actually watched... I looked at this guy's webpage, and he made a couple of other things. He's actually the same person who made Obama's inauguration, so that's probably why you're like, okay.
Yeah. That's probably why I'm like, okay, I'm stepping away.
He actually did a couple other things. I'm going to advertise him or bump him a little. He did one called Renegade Awesome, which is... I found it kind of funny because basically it centers around this like fat 14, 15-year-old kid who makes like a webcam review show, and it's just hilarious that his dad opens up the basement door and just starts yelling stuff down to him.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I just opened up the Sonic Shorts Volume 5. Holy crap, that's a lot of artists.
Yeah, they collab, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, but... Wow. Okay.
I think I mentioned this in the Christmas episode, but he also made one called Tree Balls. Like the little tree balls. It's hilarious. You ought to look at it. It shocked my friend, and his face was priceless when he saw the twist, I guess.
Yes, so, I will check that out.
Well, you can watch it now, or whatever.
No, now it's time for podcast. I'm not going to be like I was last episode where I'm going, okay, I'm going to check out Marvin Spectrum.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm using my new mic right now. I hope people like it. So yeah, it's, I know it might be a little different. I'm actually having to hold this up to my mouth. It's an itty bitty thing.
It's tiny. Oh my God. It cost him
Yes.
$50 for this little half inch thing.
Yeah, and he's not exaggerating. It is really like a little half inch thing. It's as small as a mic could be. And
Yeah.
yet, it still doesn't want to work because, like it's supposed to, it was working one day, and now it's not. What else do we need?
Music.
No, email first. We have no
Oh,
email.
email.
We got a spam email, but we're not reading it because it's the same guy from last time, and he's just moaning at us. So, all right. Now, the whole reason you don't want to hear us blab. First up,
Music.
Tetris theme, DJ Toby remix.
I have nothing to say. It's a good remix.
Yeah, I like it. It's very hardcore and danceable to me. It's kind of.
Meh.
It's a little overused and it was a little harsh on my ears, if anything, but other than that, it was pretty good.
All right. Get back to the page.
You want the number for it, or. Yeah.
You do it because I don't have the page open anymore because
Oh,
something
okay. I got
happened.
it then. Okay.
Yeah.
211-399. Next one is Electronic Control. This was a. Oh, I can't remember his name for the life, man. Sorry for the guy who it was. I'm checking my inbox right now. It's Tunet, that's what his name was. That was the guy. This is his third song, so it was essentially it was a request basically. So
Ah.
it was very housey, I guess you could say.
House,
House music
yeah.
is really repetitive and kind of not so hardcore as techno, so I guess it kind of served its purpose, but what do you think?
Like it's like the first one, I've got no real thoughts about it. It's a song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're just saving it for the last one, aren't you? Wrecked by Deja Vu.
That's a good song. That's a really good one. I liked it. It's I'm speechless about that one. That's really good.
Well, the one thing that I said with the review is that it is very epic sounding, but like I mentioned to him, a lot of the elements, like very hard bass line and just methodical beats with the classical music intertwined, it sounds very good, but I kind of took
You
a
get
point off. I gave it a 9 because it wasn't really unique. It's like
it, you've heard it before.
kind of, yeah, it's not bad by any means. Please go listen to it, or well, you're going to listen to it, but
We've forced you to listen to
yeah, see,
it.
secretly we have super glued these earphones to your head. Oh, you'll be
Yes.
forced to listen for eternity.
Yes. And number for this deja vu is 211-879.
All right, here's your first three.
Attention, please.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back.
Hey.
Yes. Let's
All
see.
right.
Next one up is The Heist by the same guy. It's his name is actually approaching Nirvana. He's the one who just did Wrecked by Deja Vu, so.
It's pretty good. I kept on thinking of like a gun kind of sequence where guy's running along, he's doing all his heroic stuff. It's what it reminded me of. I don't know.
To me, I don't know why, but just because of the name and just the way it sounded, it reminded me so much of the Matrix bank scene. The heist, I mean, come on. That's like
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I can hear it. I can definitely, yeah. That works. That works.
it's like it wasn't really a heist, but to me it just seemed like a bank heist.
Yeah, with high-powered weapons.
Yeah. It seemed
Rather
a
than
lot.
the occasional shotgun and pistol that you're usually seeing.
Was
Yeah.
gonna say, you can tell it's by the same guy, but the heist is a lot calmer. It never really he reaches the high climax that Wrecked by Deja Vu does, which is kind of a good thing, I think. I don't know, it's
Yeah.
different moods for different songs. Number for
Number for
that
that
one.
one.
Oh,
Yeah,
I'll do it. Yeah,
number for that
211.
one. Go.
Fine. 211557. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Behind these hazel eyes.
I think I smell
Yes, it
something.
is a it's a remix of whatever her name is.
I can't remember her name either.
I can't
She's
remember her name either.
some blonde woman who looks like everyone else. Kelly
Kelly Clarkson.
Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. He needs to be careful though because he barely changed the song, and it is copyrighted because it's a major artist, so.
Well, not just that, is I don't think you can it's not that he barely altered the song. I think that it's you can't well, I know with all the legal stuff with ours is you can't take someone's work and start from that. You can't start from like syndicated music like that. Even if you alter it beyond all belief, you can't start with it sometimes.
Right. That
So
is true.
yeah, if for some reason that this gets removed or something, it is released under the Creative Commons, so while I'm using it, I'm releasing under the Creative Commons. I'm not breaking any rules, basically. Anyway.
So, if it does get taken away, we apologize with our sincerest apologies.
Yeah, I'm sorry for playing it.
Yeah.
But anyway, besides the whole infringement thing, it did a pretty good job of doing a simple 8-bit background behind it.
True. That was interesting. I just
Yeah.
wish he changed it a little bit more. Like, made it repeat itself for a little bit. I don't know.
Well, not just that, is it's altered the voice a little so it doesn't sound exactly like the regular song.
True. But anyway, the number for that one is 212230.
All right, and here's the one Mr. Nintendo geek thought was on Genesis.
Hey, you know, I'm a Nintendo fan. I really am. I'm just not up to with all the Nintendo characters.
Mega
Mega Man,
Man?
for example, I had no idea. I wasn't sure if it was Nintendo or if it was Sega.
Actually, I'm not sure. I think it might have been both, but I think the majority of his adventures were on Nintendo.
Yeah, true. It was either Nintendo or SNK, which is where it confused me.
Neo Geo, you mean like Neo Geo and them, or?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've never played. I know, shoot me now. I've never played any of the Mega Man games either, which that's one I definitely want to play. It's like.
I think the only Mega Man game I ever played was on my graphing calculator. Yeah.
That don't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? It's a Mega Man game.
Yeah, for the my TI-83. Yeah.
Yeah. It worked.
I mean, used to remember wasting time. Or I used to remember wasting time in high school with those games. God.
Yeah, people still do waste of time in high school. Anyway, moving on. Number for this one is 215622.
Oh, by the way, the name was Storm Eagle, Mega Man X. It was. I don't know if that's remaking anything, but.
Yeah. Enjoy.
All right.
Thank you. Yay. All
Yep.
right.
Let's see.
These next three songs.
Yes.
The first one here we have is from Star Fox, the I'm going to guess from the GameCube game. A remix of
I've never actually played it on the GameCube, so. I've
it.
played Star Fox before.
I about to say, have you even played Star Fox before?
Yes, I've played Star Fox before. My God, the controls were atrocious on the 64. I don't care what anyone says.
I totally agree with you.
The C buttons to do all this stuff. Are you kidding me? God.
Dual
Ugh.
barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought this was from like a Zelda or something, just because it sounded like a Zelda thing, and oh.
Yeah, well.
Calm, chill out. It's very smooth and
It's definitely relaxing.
yeah, it calmed me. And the artist said that actually, like the program they were using, it cuts them off at 3 minutes. So they're like, sorry if it like cuts out strange, but
Yeah.
strangely, it like looped. I don't know. Like it actually looped well. Like they didn't even mean it to, but it looped.
It does.
You want to do the number?
Yeah, number for this one is 167522.
All right. And you're going to hate us with all that calmness because the next one is.
Probably the best song in this whole show, in my opinion.
Oh no, I like Wrecked by Deja Vu better. I'm sorry, I just do.
Really?
Yeah, well, you like the
Really?
Mario. I like it. Hey, there's so many Mario remixes, it isn't funny.
True. Good point.
But this one is simply called Mario Remix, and it's very. The technical term is happy hardcore, where it's kind of got that fast beat, and there's no real. I don't know how you describe it. It's like there's no dark tones, or there's nothing really sinister about it. It's just boop doop 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 doop.
It's
Oh,
all
I'm gonna.
happy, jumpy, yay.
But not like a. If you're thinking like Japanese pop or something like that, no, it's nothing like.
No.
It's nothing that. It's what they call that is bubblegum. It's like no.
Yes.
No. But this one is
We've
very, it's bouncy.
I generally tend to stay away from bubblegum music, but if you want us to play some bubblegum music, we will play some bubblegum music.
Send us an email, darn it. We're
Yes.
desperate. We're the.
This Mario remix has a background tune that sounds so familiar to me, I can't place it.
So yeah, send us an email if you know what the background music to this is. Or even better, if you're the artist, please tell us.
Yes. Anyway, number for this one is 15, or sorry,
Two
way
one
too
five.
far ahead. 215671.
All right, and the last one for our show, Dark Tech. We.
Short, but it works.
To me, it. You gotta give this one a chance because when you hear it, it's gonna be kind of. I didn't like the opening. That to me, I think they could have actually hacked off the first 40 seconds and it would have been a lot better. But, which I know
Yeah.
that
So
sounds bad,
basically,
but.
if you could like fast forward in the podcast for 45 seconds, it'd be perfect. And then there you go.
And it gets very futuristic sounding, and it has a lot of different elements midway of the song. Like the beginning, it just starts out very simple, and then it just like transcends at like 40 seconds.
Right. So just give it a chance. It works.
All right, and
The number is 215517. And this will close off the show for today.
all right, remember if you want to subscribe, the best way would be to go to newgroundsradio.com. At the very top there, yes, those buttons are clickable. You can go to iTunes or go to the BBS, where, speaking of which, that's probably the best way to get in contact with us is post on the
Go to the.
BBS. Yes.
Yeah.
We need more publicity, and that's probably the best way we can do it. So, let's see. That's going to be it, I think, for episode 35. Sorry, it's a little bit late. But.
Yeah. My fault.
Well, I could have recorded it without you, but.
You could have.
But I don't want to do that.
No. All right.
All right,
And
see you
until
guys.
next time, I am DJ Sierra.
I'm DJ Orange, and keep listening, I guess.
Here we go!
Let's go!
Thank you.